everybody? Today, at the Police Commission, we had a number of people come forward with public comment. What I'd like to remind the public is that we are still looking for witnesses. If anybody has information about the shooting on Sunday in Skid Row, they can contact LAPD and we will take their statement. Again, you know, this is an ongoing investigation. The investigation is making good progress, but we're always looking for more witnesses. We have a lot of video to go through and many more steps left in the investigation.
Were officers aware of this man's criminal background?
You know, I am not verifying the identity of the man. We tried, though.
Chief,
I'm not verifying the identity of the man. That is the purview of the coroner. The coroner is the one responsible for releasing identification, and that is for a very good reason, because we need to contact the family and make them aware.
The anger that was directed at you and the commission today was almost unprecedented. When you sit there and take all that in, what's going through your mind?
Well, I recognize, because I get public feedback from a number of sources, that this is a limited group, and this is not a universal opinion in the city of Los Angeles. I have been before a number of public groups, including Watch State Gang Task Force, in the last couple of days, and not felt the same animosity. But I will say that the group today was pretty aggravated.
Chief, if this is the suspect that we're talking about, an extensive background, would that, I know you can't confirm, would that somehow ease the anger or the supposed anger out there? I mean, this was a very dangerous person that was out there, and would people seem to understand a little more?
Hard for me to answer today without talking about the suspect in particular, so I'm not going to answer.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Without verifying him, did the officers who confronted him know him from previous confrontations?
I have not reviewed the officer's statements in totality, but it is my belief that they did not know him.
Okay.
But that's preliminary.
And as far as the video goes, you said yourself, there's a lot of video to go through. We've seen a lot of video. A lot of the videos out there in the public already. The body cameras probably have the best view of all and might be able to settle all of this. Why not just release that video?
Body camera is collected by police officers. It is protected under the evidentiary code. We will release it in appropriate civil or criminal proceedings. But because of the protection and the need to keep it unviewed by a number of witnesses, we're not going to release it this time.
Do you believe this will have any effect on the department's credibility?
What's that?
The way that this has been handled with not releasing the body camera tapes or the contradictory statements that we've seen so far?
I don't know what contradictory statements you're talking about, but we've been very upfront about our intent not to randomly release the body camera, and that's the policy we use within Cardia.
You said that this was a limited, you were told this was a limited viewpoint of some of the people in the community. Were you prepared, though, or were you expecting the type of comments and wrath and basically rude behavior that those speakers exemplify today?
Well, you know, a couple of those organizations have been pretty vocal at many other police commission meetings. This is not the first time I've heard from most of them, and the people that were had the least civility, I've heard from on multiple occasions. You know, they are regular commenters at police commission, and probably most of the media knows them.
Last question, I got to get him upstairs.
Chief, do you have any more information about the original 911 call that brought officers to the Skid Row area on Sunday? What was reported to them? What the victim told them? If it was the victim that called it in? Do you have any more information on that?
Well, there was a lot of detail in the conversation between the 911 operator and the officers. Considerable detail about a dispute where the radio operator could overhear somebody demanding money in the background. And so what the officers knew was that they were responding to what was either a robbery or a battery or an assault.
Can you talk about police officers in a row? That was something you touched on yesterday. It certainly was discussed at the meeting, which is the conditions exist on Skid Row that don't exist anywhere else in the city. And these were officers responding to a tent on the sidewalk. Can you just talk about the challenges that they faced in regards to?
You know, and that's a very good question. And I think that is a conversation that needs to be had. You know, I was the captain in Central Division in the at the turn of the century, this century, by the way. And the conditions have improved there, but they are still very difficult. It's one of the most difficult areas to police in the city. The officers that work Safer City are almost exclusively volunteers. They go through extensive training. They have a lot of experience dealing with homelessness, trying to find various avenues for shelter and treatment for these individuals. But in the end, they have to uphold order, and they have to protect everybody. I think that sometimes we get lost in here that there was a victim who had to be treated by an ambulance that called the police to this location. These officers weren't enforcing tenting laws. They weren't enforcing so-called broken windows theory of policing. They were responding to a request for help from a person who lives on the street that had been assaulted.
So this man, was he a robbery suspect?
He was a suspect in the incident that occurred with the individual that was treated in the ambulance. And, now whether or not in the final analysis, whether it turned out to be a robbery or the sub, it's one of the...
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. If anybody needs Spanish speak, we have that as well.